One of the interesting things about looking at flower painting in France at the end of the 18th century is how much it was dominated by artists who were not French by birth, but had come to Paris from the Netherlands or from Belgium, and brought with them a really profound understanding of the northern flower painting tradition. And that's certainly true for Gerard van Spandonck, who came to Paris quite young and was from a rather modest background of decorative painters. Through his sort of training and you know, the people he met in Paris, was able to become one of the most illustrious flower painters of his age, the royal appointment. And indeed, this painting was probably or very likely commissioned by King Louis XVI to commemorate his royal appointment as the leading flower painter of his time. It is a painting that was intended for public exhibition at the Salon, where it was presented in 1785.
One of the features that this painting in particular exemplifies and shares with other paintings in this room is the very precise technique employed by van Spandonck that is used by other artists that are called, rightly or wrongly, Franco-Dutch. They are, as you say, artists who were born in the North but made their careers in Paris and France and continue to employ this very precise idiom in which each detail the viewer can savor and is meant to savor the artist's ability to portray each individual texture, each individual color, and every kind of surface imaginable.
Yeah, and I think that the pleasure of looking at pictures like these is really important. I think, you know, often when we think about Dutch still life painting, there's a strong suggestion of moralism. Often there are references included to sort of death, these sort of vanitas elements that we were reminded of, the fleeting nature of life. You see a lot less of that, certainly, in late 18th century French flower painting, as much as it might draw on those sources. These are paintings that are so much about the sheer sort of delight in not just nature, but the artist's skill in translating nature. When critics were seeing these paintings for the first time, the most common thing they are always saying is it's more real than nature itself. I think what was important to remember with painters like Gerard van Spandonck and a number of the other artists in this first section of the exhibition is that their principal training was really as botanical illustrators. And at this moment, you know, artists really did both things. They both worked in a scientific context, describing flowers scientifically, which is say, for a sort of botanical publications, and also were making these kinds of more richly literary and elusive paintings for exhibition contexts like the Salon. So that might seem a bit counterintuitive today, where we feel that the arts and the sciences often aren't in an immediate dialogue, but certainly for flower painters at the end of the 18th century, it was very normal to be working both in scientific publications and in public exhibition contexts. That was a dual role that artists like van Spandonck and Redouté and a number of these Franco-Dutch artists really embraced.